Yo, what's up, motherfuckers? You're checking out the Smud Squad Pod. Aw, yeah.
In 2011, the Smodcast Internet Radio Network was formed by a group of online broadcasting entrepreneurs led by Kevin Smith. In the weeks to come, shows like Plus One Per Diem, Jay and Silent Bob Gittle, and Tell 'em Steve Dave attracted a loyal following. Coming from all walks of life and spanning the globe, these people download, tweet, and inform. They are musicians and artists. They are programmers and clerks. Most of all, they are fans. These are the men and women of the Smod Squad.
And welcome to the Smod Squad Pod. I'm one of your co-hosts, Tyson Stainer, Rep T23, and around the table with me are...
Jamie's bus driver, Andre.
Jen Cordova, because she has no eyes.
Sean Kaleri, MotoGP Man 2006.
You forgot your own name.
And I know there's one more.
Angelo Scarpelli, Mad Gecko 82.
Ah, yes. A good cast deserves a second mention. Why not go around the table again? No, let's not do that.
No, let's not. No. But it's interesting because I got an email, or maybe it was a tweet from somebody who was asking, who's who on our podcast? And so I really do think our voices are all relatively distinct.
I think that was Reaper Matt.
Angelo's got that nasally voice that he loves so much.
I love
Sean sounds like he's just woken up.
Well,
Jen's a chick. So she's awesome.
And, can't mess up my voice.
Yeah. And I've got that Canuck accent, eh?
Somewhere in there. I don't know I just remember having a really good time and feeling that it came out really good in the edit because I remember being a lot more space between my thoughts and my voice. Sometimes.
Yeah, I want to say you're a god's sake of an editor. I cannot speak today.
Is that different from any other day, Sean?
Sean, if you want to compliment me, do me a favor and take the cock out of your mouth first.
An evening with reverence.
If you're going to suck my dick, make sure there's not already one in your mouth.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Speaking of Canadian accents, our good friend Bullet Street has tweeted us saying that he's relatively done with a theme for our show.
Ooh.
That's going to be cool to hear. He said he's got a demo version ready. He doesn't seem like he wants to leak it yet, but
somebody
is writing music for us. That's pretty cool.
I know, that's so cool.
Yeah, he said he had a version ready, but he wanted the long one ready to put somewhere else, I think on his Wayne Foundation.
Oh. I want to put my long one somewhere else, but nowhere near the Rain Foundation.
That'd be so wrong in so many levels.
I know. For you guys interested, you can go and check out Bullet Street stuff at bulletstreet.wordpress.com. Another question we got was, are we going to be on iTunes soon? I'm working on it.
Wow.
We'll see.
That's an awesome thought, huh?
How many people do we have watching or listening?
At least five.
Strange. The last podcast, Smod Squad Pod Episode 2, on its first day of release, got 137 hits.
Nice.
Wow.
So
stoked.
Since then, we have racked up at least 500.
What the hell?
What?
For the first episode?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh my god, so sick.
There's a lot of people listening out there.
I bet
they
might
not be writing or tweeting, but what's that?
Oh,
I said, I bet if I left, it'd double that.
Well, I would say the big stint in popularity recently is because of this.
All right, so let's move to, we're going to say hello to Jen.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. Hey, how are you guys?
Hi. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just calling to thank you guys for mentioning our pod.
Which one was that?
Oh, this is Jen.
We're in the Smod Squad.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
What's going on? Where are you guys at?
I'm at work right now in Los Angeles.
Nice.
All right, you're working it? You're working right now?
Yeah. Getting ready for the holiday.
Are you excited for what did you ask? What do you want for Christmas? Do you have a man?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
What are you gonna get from him? What'd you ask
for? I don't know.
Well, I mean, but what'd you ask? I know you don't know what he got you yet, but what did you ask from?
I didn't really ask for anything because we're doing a photo shoot. Cause that's my main thing right now.
Make sure you get the ring. But,
yeah, I know. Megan, get on him.
I already yelled at him last time I saw him.
Oh, shit.
I know. Kid. 5 years, he needs to get on it.
5 years?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You guys are about to fuck it up for me, too, so.
Well, I mean, seriously, you should get on that.
Everyone's getting rings this Christmas.
Rings for all.
Nice.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call and say thanks for the shout-out, and I hope you guys take a listen to it. This is only our second one, and it seems to be going really good. And James did a guest spot for us.
Yes,
you were saying, no, we're going to listen to it. I definitely want to listen to it.
It's a squirrel fucking good time.
That's what I hear.
<the slogan. laughs>
Shirts are coming, James. Shirts are coming.
Yeah, right on.
All right, well, you have...
And you guys are doing a great job, and I listen every morning. And me and MotoGP Man should be down there to do some interviews and see another show very soon.
Awesome.
There it is.
Awesome,
well, we look forward to seeing you.
Yes, you
I know. I'm going to buy you a shot this time, Megan.
All right.
Yes. Shot. All right, well, we will see you soon at the show up at the Lovitz.
I will see you there.
Bye-bye.
Have a great show, guys.
Say hi to that man for us.
Yes.
I will.
All right.
Yeah, Jen, the podcast, when I listened back, I didn't hear it on the day because it was toward the end of the show, but it was really cool. So now I can play it back for my my family here and show them the crossover that we've been having for what it's worth, you know? It was really neat, though. Thanks for making the effort and doing that. That was awesome.
So nervous. I'm such a... I don't understand it. When I meet them in person, I'm fine. Talking to them on the phone, I get all, like...
It's because you can't see them. Flustered. Good. I did the same thing.
Yeah. Muse can't be distracted by looking at your tits when you're on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, and they're always out, you know?
What?
Wow.
It is California.
Oh, yeah, there's top freedom there, I believe.
Wow.
Hey, in the States, is it legal for girls to go around topless?
No, it's indecent exposure.
Okay.
Actually,
there's designated areas.
Beach has a nude beach.
Yeah, really? We have a nude beach
nearby
here, too.
I'm not talking about
in
beaches, though. I'm talking about in general.
Oh.
Because here in Ontario, it is legal for women to go around topless.
Well, depends on what type of part of L.A. you go into. Sometimes it's just frowned upon.
Oh.
He had a party this weekend, and there were girls walking around with, like, nothing on.
I've seen that, too.
Were you at the Playboy Mansion?
No, I was at this new club that opened called Runway at Circus. It's really dope.
Okay, hold on. Let me know.
Fuck, am I not
Runway
hanging
at Circus. Yeah. That's right. I am moving to Los Angeles and living at Runway at Circus.
Come on down.
Until they kick me out. Hey, that scuzzy guy's back again.
The town of Arcade. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, they start sending him down the runway after a little while.
I mean, they send everybody down the runway. I've walked it like 6 times.
The runway?
Pictures.
Yeah. No.
The runway at the club I'm gathering.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a runway. There's 3 runways, and there's, like, different people walking at different times, and then there's a performance in another room. It's huge. It's massive. It's amazing. Every Saturday. So fun.
I thought you were talking about Liam Neeson's cock. It's huge. It's massive. It's amazing. Liam Neeson's cock.
It's cock-tacular. Bite your head off.
Right, so you were waiting on the phone. You got in. You got us a nice little plug, and that was great. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
Not a problem. I tried. I snuck out of my office and was like outside talking, and I was like, hope nobody hears me.
That's right. Where's Cordova?
Yeah. Right. Jen, the website. Oh, I'm coming.
That's right. I'm on the phone with Jason Mewes. Hold on. Who? You know, that Noich guy.
Right. My bosses would be like, I don't give a fuck. Come on.
Now, there's been kind of a lack of morning shows recently.
Yes.
Sad face.
I remember I tune in and It's like, all right. And then the other day I was tricked where I was like, all right, it's totally a new one. And then I was,
but it was a recording.
Yeah, we all got tricked on that one. I was like,
they haven't been around for a while.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's what hosed me.
And it came in with, now it's time for some more live shit.
Totally.
Yeah.
I did that like three times in a row.
Sorry to interrupt.
Whoa, I thought it was him for a second. But yeah, I told you, you're the long
badass entrance.
I hear it so often when I'm on the when I listen to the because I got it streaming from early morning all the way till sometimes 4 o'clock.
I got that 8 o'clock to 4:30 every single day, streaming all day.
Tyson, you have a wife. Well, that, ever that's take time she, for that, her.
That's when she works. So
ah,
yeah. So I get to be alone and listen to the radio until she comes home. I produce music at home a bit. I work on making remixes of things and new electronic music. And
wait a minute, you produce?
Dude, we need some samples.
Why the fuck are we asking somebody?
I was going to say something earlier, but it just seemed like kind of seemed gross to mention it because somebody else. I'm like, okay, well, somebody else is doing it. That's cool,
dude.
I actually had I was gonna wait till like pod 5 and then like take some of the best like samples that we had from it and just kind of go here, but
I have one of them.
I'm kind of flabbergasted right now.
I know, right?
Here I'm sorry. Fucking stealing from George Thorogood for the Pussy Troll Blues, and you could have played guitar yourself.
That was fucking sick. I love that.
Right?
That's
I'll tell you something. I've listened to the beginning of last week's pod 2 or 3 times, but I have not heard the second half of it yet. I know.
Long ass pods.
I know. No, I listened to them all the way through.
It's not that. I always get it started, and then I get to a certain point, and I'm like, I got to turn this off and do something, and I haven't got to finish it, and it's. I feel so stupid for that, but I'm sure I'll probably finish it later tonight, and there'll be all these references you guys will have that'll completely go over my head. Oh.
So but you were here.
I know, I know, but how it ends up in the edit is all totally different. I mean, it's just wizardry, you know?
Yeah.
It's like Harry Potter wizardry.
I'm the Gandalf of our podcast.
You shall not pass!
I would love if there was a smodimation of our freaking podcast. That shit would be so no fun.
Show. One thing at a time. One thing.
I know, right?
So what do you guys like? Do you guys still listen to the stream when it's not live and, you know, listen to some of the older shows? I think actually Tyson tweeted today that he was was interested in seeing the ones that transpired way back in May, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all went. Yeah, at the same time.
Jinx, you all owe me a Coke.
See, the problem with that is I've listened since the beginning and I've heard every episode. So sometimes when I hear them, I'm like, I've heard this.
Oh, you catch little bits like phrases that they say that you're like, okay, I've heard this whole entire podcast.
Yeah.
I've heard it 6 times.
We sometimes, for long car trips, make an MP3 disc of old Smodcasts and play them instead of music. So I've heard many of the Smodcast and Babylons and Tell 'em Steve Dave's many times. Specific episodes, mostly the Smodcast, though.
I should do that.
There's a lot of good stuff there.
So, Tyson, obviously your wife's a fan.
Oh, yes.
Or she's faking it.
And she says hi, by the way.
Oh.
Hi.
You should get her on.
Yeah, come call her over.
No,
she's not ready for the fame fortune yet.
We are so famous.
We have 137 listeners, goddammit.
137 in a row?
In a row. At the same time, bitch.
Okay. like a cocksucking porcupine or we something.
We should, though, give props to... actually, before I say that, I discovered this week, and you guys are going to fucking massacre me because of it, but I actually just discovered Hollywood Babylon.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's just so much going on Sir, that I had to catch up on because I came into the party a little late, right?
Sure.
So whenever the stream was one that I had known for sure that I'd heard, I'd go and I'd listen to an old J and Bob Get Old or J and Bob Get Jobs, and then I got through all of the breaks, and so I was like, okay, what to listen to next? And I clicked on the recent epic edition of Hollywood Babylon. And realized what the fuck I was missing.
Dude, like, you've missed out, like, on, like, 40, 50% Modcast right there.
Oh, it's a so whole, much. Yeah, it's so huge. Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize that it was just as big a chunk of the network as Plus One Smodcast. Was. Yeah, exactly.
It's like the biggest live show.
Oh, yeah.
It is epic. It is truly epic.
It's definitely a flagship, even though the Smodcast is the original. It's HBO's got a lot of weight behind it.
I didn't even know there's nothing that can be. And I was just like, all right, that's a dude that was Caleb in Red State. I recognize that.
He was also on House.
So I've been listening to him since I was about 8. Like,
oh my
K-Rock.
God, that's right. You don't have K Rock. Like, I
yeah, they don't
Ralph.
Got K Rock up there.
Oh my gosh, you need to.
Yeah,
get
we've
on
known
that.
Ralph. We've known me and Jen and Seth have known Ralph since we were young. He's been on K Rock ever.
On
Kevin and Bean.
LA radio station.
Yeah.
So we knew him before I knew Kevin Smith existed.
Rapper Nate Dogg celebrates his 40th birthday today. Nate Dogg releasing some new music.
Remember when we had him on?
Well, he had just suffered a stroke. Yes. Remember, he was putting together a new CD.
Yeah, we have a couple clips. Do we have time
you
to play
an interview
him?
With him, right?
Yeah, this is Nate Dogg.
If you know Leandro, you knew the one of Stubbs. It's a G-Funk era. Find out. Gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, holla every day. And if your eyes are burnt.
Come on. Someone better clear his airway.
Man.
That is wrong on every level.
Well,
look. Like, you got to give the guy points for trying to get back into
getting
the
out there and getting back to it.
Is that show syndicated?
Yeah.
What's that?
Is that like, is Kevin and Bean kind of like Howard Stern where it goes?
Yeah, it's syndicated. It's
you just, can download it on iTunes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do
it's really syndicated, but it's regional.
Every daily
too.
Show.
Okay,
so like in my region, we're at a cutoff, so we actually don't get it up here.
Oh.
We get
you can get
Bob and Tom.
Bob and Tom.
Bob and Tom.
Oh yeah, Bob and Tom. Exactly. I've heard them.
We get Bob and Tom. We don't get the Kevin and Bean, so we lose out on the Central Coast California, but yeah, I've heard them.
Does Bob and Tom features Rodney Carrington often, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard some of this stuff. It's pretty funny.
It's not bad. I'd rather have Kevin and Bean, but I
can't. Well, you know, Kevin and Bean actually do the show very much like we do. I mean, because one of them's up here in the Seattle area. And
yeah.
The other one's there, but I don't remember which one.
Yeah, doesn't he live on his own private island or something?
Bean's the one who lives in Seattle.
Yeah.
And then Kevin and Ralph and Lisa May and Psycho Mike all live here.
Psycho Mike, is that Mike Catherwood?
That is Mike Catherwood.
Oh, yeah. He does Loveline too, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yep. I heard him on the Jay Moore podcast, speaking of
Sir.
Yeah,
he was on like two or three times.
Yeah.
Podcast too.
It is a good show. It's probably one of my, I don't want to say favorites, but it's definitely one that, especially the Hoarders episode with Matt Paxton. That's one I listen to a lot to get motivated because I like his attitude about, you know, never quitting, essentially.
Like, I believe in God when I'm on planes. Like, I really believe in God. You ever try to make a side deal with God? Just when I get on planes, I look at some old lady struggling with her bags, having trouble putting it in overhead. And I'm like, wait a minute, lady, let me get that for you, ma'am. Let me put that heavy bag up there for you, because, you know, look, God, look what a great guy I am helping this woman with her bags. You ain't gonna let the plane crash, are you, Lord Jesus? Because I'm a good person. And then when the plane lands, the lady's looking at me like, you wanna get my bags? I'm like, no, like what? I kept the plane in the air, you selfish bitch.
Speaking of which, I had just listened to Patrice O'Neill. That was like last week. That's news today there. But
you
anyone
know,
hadn't
so
heard
sad.
About that one, yeah, Patrice O'Neill died. I guess it was actually, he had a stroke. It was like only a day or two after the Moore Stories at least went live. I don't know when it was recorded, but went live
right.
On Sir. And I guess he probably never recovered from that.
It was around October. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What? No, it's fine.
Well, I didn't really have too much to add. Just go ahead. And
I just remember him on that roast of Charlie Sheen when they were making fun of his diabetes. And he's like, this fucked up. I'm sick.
Yeah. Under.
He was so funny.
They used to do roasts on the Opie and Anthony show years ago. They might, or what they would call a roast, where they just have a bunch of comedians sitting around looking at one of their old performance tapes and verbally bashing them mercifully. And Patrice did the did the Rich Voss roast. And that was the first time I think I heard him, and this has got to be close to 8 years ago now or something. No, maybe longer than that.
Wow.
But he was always hilarious. And then he would sit in for them occasionally and play records that had been notably sampled for hip-hop music, like Freddie Scott's You Got What I Need and things like that. And he seemed to prefer the original songs mostly. That was pretty neat. Good memories. I actually cried.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, stuff gets to me. Like when Kevin was talking about George Carlin with Kelly. That was
Oh, yeah.
I cried, That got to me.
That
was horrible. I was at work crying. My boss is like, are you okay? And I'm like, something's in my eye.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys actually checked out her podcast?
I haven't.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
It is? Okay. I haven't checked it out. I feel bad for saying that, but yeah.
I like it.
I haven't had a chance to.
It runs in the family. That's all I gotta say. I actually brought up George Carlin, like one of my favorite George Carlin bits recently, where I was talking to, volunteer work at a local movie theater here in town, and I went there the other day and we saw Contagion, which those are the real horror movies to me. I don't know if any of you guys have seen it, but it's kind of like an end of the world type disease movie.
That's a remake, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. I don't know anymore these days.
Did Kevin talk about it?
Yeah, they were talking about it. It's by Soderbergh. Basically, unlike, let's say, a movie like The Stand, which is also a disease kind of end of the world flick. Like this one was kind of steeped in modern realism.
Like Outbreak?
Yeah. No.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'd have to check.
Yeah, Outbreak was pretty realistic there.
I thought Outbreak just kind of latched onto one particular area, though.
Well, they were trying to contain
it. Yeah,
it wasn't
a worldwide pandemic. It never reached
that.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
That's what Contagion is. It's kind of
a worldwide thing.
But anyways,
like Jesus out of the bottle. Yeah,
I got into this talk with people at the end of it, which was like, you know, like how long have humans been on the planet, right? I don't know if you guys have ever seen the film Cosmos by Carl Sagan.
No.
But if you took, and here I'll pose this question to you guys now. If you took the entire, like the creation of the universe to the first time humans walked on it and made it a calendar, right?
Yeah.
So the universe is created the first second of January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Where on the calendar do you think humans first appear?
What month would you say?
Go ahead.
Late December.
You say late December?
I'd say just after Christmas, if not, probably just after Christmas.
Right.
Wait, what is this? Is this the same year?
Yeah,
on the
same year. Yeah, so if January 1st is creation of the universe and we're going up to, like, you know, midnight December 31st, where do humans walk?
I'd put it right
at
midnight.
Say,
and technically midnight is the next day.
Yeah.
I'm going for the next couple of years.
Well, it doesn't have to be contained in all in 1 year for the metaphor to work.
It does.
Okay.
Oh well, then December, late December.
Okay. You guys are the closest that anyone's ever been since I posed this question to people. So congrats.
We humans appear on the cosmic calendar so recently that our recorded history occupies only the last few seconds of the last minute of December 31st. In the vast ocean of time which this calendar represents, all our memories are confined to this small square. Every person we've ever heard of lived somewhere in there. All those kings and battles, migrations and inventions, wars and loves, everything in the history books happens here in the last 10 seconds of the cosmic calendar.
We've only been here like, what, 20 or what is it, 20,000 years?
Well, we've been writing in less.
99% of the world species, right, that it's ever existed has already been obliterated.
Yep.
Right?
Oh,
so, you know, the George Carlin bit.
Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Over 90%, way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are fucked. Difference. Difference. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. Been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a floating around the sun.
When he's talking about like people who are talking about saving the planet, you know, the planet doesn't fucking need saving. The planet will just shake us off whenever we're not needed anymore.
Yeah,
and just build itself.
Pretty much.
And that's why these movies like Contagion like totally fucking freak me out. Because...
Well, do you know what the cause is for more of it? There have been more people in the world killed. By half as many people than have ever existed. At least half as many were killed by mosquitoes.
Yes, I read that in a bathroom reader.
What the fuck?
Was it the General Ignorance one that John Lloyd and Stephen Fry put out by any chance?
Oh, I don't know. It was just a regular one.
So is that like malaria and stuff like that? Just anything?
That dengue fever and whatnot, all that stuff. Yeah. Mosquitoes have wiped out more than half of the population of the Earth that has ever existed from the time we started being closer to, you know, whatever humans are, I guess, to now. More than half of than has ever existed have been wiped out.
There's a really great article out there that says like it's something like 10 world, you know, things that changed history because of the mosquito. Fucking mosquito.
Upbeat conversation.
I don't give a shit when I kill fucking mosquitoes because they've killed so many of us.
I hate those blood sucking fucks.
Oh, by the way, if you hear a buzzing mosquito, it's not going to bite you.
What?
That means it hasn't landed yet, obviously.
It's a bee.
There's that, yeah.
It's horny. It's not going to bite me, it's just going to fuck me.
In the ear, wow. Yes.
Better that than a squirrel.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Squirrel,
well,
fucking good time.
Bringing it back around.
Same page.
I stole it.
So I was lucky enough this week to snag tickets to Kevin Smith Live from Behind. Coming to Toronto.
Very cool.
Every second. Not only did I snag tickets, boys and gals, but I'm in the second fucking row.
Nice. All
right, you need to work hard to get up there when he starts asking questions.
Should I raise my hand for like let us act?
Yes, please do.
Oh, of course. Why not?
Now the deal with that is like one side of me is like, okay, I'm not that nervous to be like on stage in front of people, but then when I start thinking, okay, not only is it on stage in front of people, but it's broadcast to like 50 theaters in Canada and 400 in the United States at the same time. That's a put it now.
It's like the Super Bowl of let us act.
That's true, yeah.
Wow.
I might need Tyson to come and hold my hand.
Where is it again? Somewhere in Canada?
That's right. We know how great your Canadian knowledge is.
Yeah, it's not fantastic. I know more about food, so that's only pure luck that I got even like two questions.
You did get the half and half, or the double double.
Zero.
Oh, I didn't get the double double. I got the beaver tail.
Half half.
Oh, that's what it was. No one got the double double. Never mind.
Oh, I know.
There's a double double some Timbits.
Ta-da!
Yo, Sergio!
Hey, Sergio.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just been joined by Kyle Hebert, the voice of Sir. Welcome to the Smod Squad Pod.
Oh, well, hello. It's nice to be here.
Man, it's so weird hearing you say other things.
I know.
I know, and not be a total douche and like, yo, fuckwads, it's time for Smutcast Internet Radio. Babble the fuck on. And,
oh, that's so
that
sick.
That was fucking epic.
That's choice.
Very it's nice. Kind of throwing me off. It's throwing me off a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm just a regular guy, and I just go into that mode, and for whatever reason, Kevin Smith said, hey, I like that. I like that voice, and then I've been on ever since.
So you were just a fan at first, right?
Well, I mean, I've been a voice actor since for about 11 years, and I crossed over. I actually used to work in radio on terrestrial radio, actually satellite radio, for many years. I worked for Radio Disney. I worked heavy metal, Top 40, all sorts of stuff doing character voice. And I've been a fan of Kevin since 94, when Clerks first hit. And listening to Hollywood Babylon, I just, as a gag, sent in, because someone else sent, Tinseltown Stiffs and all these little jingles. I thought, ooh, they're adding production value to the show. Why don't I throw in a little introduction? Like, it's time to babble the fuck on. And I accidentally called Ralph Frank.
I am a professional voiceover artist, mostly known from video games and anime, and I wanted to pitch some VO for HBO. I noticed many of the other Smodcastle shows have a produced intro, but HBO lacks one beyond a live mic and a music bed. I wanted to pitch some ideas for you. You can slap them onto any theme song or intro segment. A segment, here are some short samples. So this is he sent me several samples in a file.
Okay.
This is the first one he sent.
It's time to babble the fuck on.
That's good.
It's pretty strong, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the second track he sends along,
okay.
And this is what it is.
Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith and Frank Gorman.
So I now like I'm thinking guy. He's just winding me up. He's just fucking around, right?
Yes.
Which is what I thought until I heard his third track.
Live from Smodcastle, it's Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith and Frank Gorman.
Yep. Fuck you, buddy.
Can
that's,
we use that?
From Kyle Ebert, his name is. Oh, I'm sorry. It's pronounced Ebert. Kyle fucking Ebert sent that. How do you like that, Kyle? How do you like when someone fucks up your name, Kyle? It's like my name's Phineas or Murgatroyd or something. It's not a fucking tough name to remember. It's Ralph.
For whatever reason, my brain had accidentally called him that. So
that was classic.
They showcased that email, played it, and they cracked it. Kevin cracked up and said, hey, Kyle, send us the correct version. And I did, and they've played it ever since.
We got an email last week from a gentleman named Kyle Abair.
Yeah.
Who was apparently a big deal in anime and...
He's the dude that did the voiceover.
He did the voiceover for us, the intro, where he called me Frank Garman. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did the other thing. It's time to babble the fuck on.
Right.
Like, it was a cool voice.
Yeah, but he called me Frank Garman. And so he apologized because we did bring it up last week that called me Frank Garman.
One of us was upset by that.
One of us was very upset by that. He sent an email, exponential apologies for calling Ralph Frank in my submitted VO. It was an honest mistake. So anyway, he sent us a new VO. You want to hear it? The cleaned up version?
I would love to. Yeah. I like his voice.
Here we go.
Live from Smodcastle, it's Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman.
There we go. You got it right.
Yeah, it works.
So we got a new VO. Thank you so much, Kyle Ebert.
It's not as funny as it was the last
no,
time.
No, it's not, but it's just good to hear my name.
And then when he launched Sir in April of this year, he said, we want you to be the voice. Like, oh, sweet. That's awesome.
That's crazy. I couldn't imagine anything like that happening to me.
The Cinderella story.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the first day Sir went on the air, I was invited to his house. And, it's huge. It's a gorgeous place. And it was just surreal, meeting him for the first time and meeting, Jason and all the behind-the-scenes people. Now, that's who I deal with most. I've only actually talked to Kevin like 3 times. But, he's a busy guy. He's got a whole team of people, running the business and everything. So
now, do they send you the bits like written, or do you write them?
I write them. They say, hey, we need a promo for this or that. And if there's any specific details, they'll email me that. Otherwise, I just go to csmod.com and see all the new ad banners and go, oh, okay, here's the date, here's the location, and I come up with something quirky about the location and be smartass about it and plug csmod.com is usually what the promos go for. But, and then I upload it, and they start playing it probably the next day.
That Peter Rooster one is classic.
Yo, Sir Dude here. Whoa. Wait, who the fuck is this? PETA. Hey, listen. That goddamn rooster kept interrupting my voiceover. I had to shoot him.
Yeah. I love it. I love that it was just a continuation of what's played before it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I came up with a really uber-violent Thanksgiving one that they didn't play. They played the nicer one. Where I had sound effects of a shotgun killing a turkey, and then he didn't stay dead, so I just machine gunned him.
Unofficial, like a Terminator turkey.
It kind of was
the Terminator.
Terminator.
Yeah, not everything I give them goes on the air, but it's been a lot of fun because I have all this creative freedom. They like my sense of humor. They like this character that I just kind of created out of thin air. This Sir Dude. Who kind of talks the lingo, yet he's this kind of a douchebag announcer guy.
You kind of think of him as like a 90s business big shoulder pad guy. It's an asshole.
Yeah, I would be interested to see what the fans actually think he looks like, because, you know, if people have ever seen me, I actually went on stage last time at Comic-Con Theater.
That's where I met you.
Ah, yes. And, you know, voice actors never look how they sound. So, you know.
Well, it's interesting that you mention that because, like, you know, you've become kind of the embodiment of the network, you know, just that voice. You know,
that's
kinda, it's kind of like the This Is CNN.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, ironically, I'm never there at Kevin Smith's house or any of the other places where the podcasts are coming from. I live in Burbank. I crank it out here on this mic that I'm actually talking to you guys on, go directly record it into Audacity, edit it, and upload it. And, you know, I got a little WordPad text file here that saves all my promos. I write some copy and then record a take or two, pick my favorite one, upload it, and 9 times out of 10, they end up playing it. And it's great. It's awesome. And it was great to get some feedback from the fans directly the other night at the Lovitz. Because I don't know. I mean, when you're listening to radio,
epic.
You don't know. Thanks, man.
Wait, hold on. Were Gohan? You were Gohan in Dragon Ball Z?
My training is over. How do I make sure what you did comes through in my fighting?
Well, you just do that Super Saiyan thing you always do and stop worrying. It'll happen. Just make sure you let it.
All I have to do is become a Super Saiyan and believe.
Try believing someplace else!
Older Gohan, yeah. After the Cell Saga, he went to high school. That's when I took over the voice, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on your IMDb right now. I had to, like, look you up.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z. With no more battles to fight, Goku had settled into a peaceful life with Chi-Chi and his new son. But peaceful though it may be, life in the countryside is anything but quiet. The woods can be a dangerous place for a young boy alone.
Dragon Ball Z was my first foray into voice acting while I was still a DJ. And, adult Gohan, and then I became the narrator, and that is actually, you know, when you hear that voice, you go, oh my, holy crap, that's where the Sir Dude came from, because it's like, next time on Dragon Ball Z, it's just like Monster Truck announcer guy.
That's a trip. That brought me back to where I was like 10.
I know, I get a lot of people going, you know, it's like, dude, you were my childhood. I'm like, okay, well, that's better than being George Lucas, where he's raping people's childhood, because he's painting the films, but, yeah, let's see, what else? What other big things? Kiba, Naruto.
I've been waiting forever for this! Sorry, Kiba. Don't take it personally if I blow you away.
That's just what I was gonna say, only not so politely. Right, Akamaru?
It all makes sense.
I have a question about this, the character that of the Sir Dude.
Yeah.
So, see, that does help clear things up to me, because I always want, my favorite word that he uses is mofakas.
Oh, mofakas, yeah.
Mofakas, I love that. I wonder how that's spelled in my head, because it just sounds so, it reminds me of the, what's the word called when the person comes in on a television show? It's Sanders and Practices guy from the movie Doors, when he's like, can you change the lyrics to, baby, we couldn't get much better, can you dig that? It's that sort of like trying to be hip but getting the words wrong kind of guy. So that's a choice then.
Yeah, that is a choice to come up with a colorful alternative, kind of like Battlestar Galactica had frack. So they can say frack all they want on TV, and you know what they really mean. You say, what the frack are you doing? You know, just so like, hey, sure. Mofaka. I can say Mofaka on network TV. Now, I could have said motherfucker, but I thought it would be kind of funny to have him break the trend and just try something a little different. It's like, hey, Mofaka. A friend of mine uses that on Facebook all the time, and it's intentional. Yeah. It's like, oh, I know I'm not saying motherfucker. I'm saying something a little bit cleaner. Mm-hmm. So...
Plus, Mofaka sounds
not frowned
like
upon as much.
No. I didn't. That's an interesting point you bring up. It's like, wow, does Sergey know he's messing it up? No, you've heard him say motherfucker before. He's the first time he said motherfucker on Sir, he was doing an impression of Jen. You're like, motherfucker. You know, she kind of hits the R.
Oh, yeah, she does.
But didn't somebody from Scotland recently correct you?
They did. You know, they. Will had a chance to call me on it because I guess people said that, yeah, you mispronounce it. It's Edinburgh, not Edinburgh. And for whatever reason, I read it too fast and never corrected it. And they never approached me saying, hey, you goofed up. Can you re-record it? So Will got the Scottish chick to come, you know, hey, you fuckwit or whatever.
Yeah,
with that waffle. Thick accent. Hot waffle.
That's a great addition. I don't know what it is. I don't understand her.
I say twat waffle all the time. I think that's a great term. I hear fucktwit or fuckwit, and Will, like, I said, you know, I would have re-recorded, right? He's like, oh, no, I just wanted to spice it up, throw something in there. And, you know, eventually I think they're going to expand, and so it won't be a Sir Dude sausage fest every time on the commercials. I was kind of concerned about that myself ever since we launched. It's like, God, it's all me. I mean, that's nice for my ego and everything, but I think people are kind of... It's like, God damn, couldn't they have somebody else?
Like, you should throw in like a chick voice every once in a while.
Yeah, that's what they did, you know.
No, I mean you do it.
Oh man.
Sure, like, why don't you throw in your butler guy from the live show you did.
Yeah, I had to be a newscaster from Batman Cacophony. It's like, I think she was a black newscaster, and I had already like gone politically incorrect with the black thug, and I got concerned because it's like, he hasn't posted a link to the audio. I wonder if I pissed him off. But you mean he gave me a hug after the show and said I did a great job and everything, and Ralph was really cool, and say, all right, well, when's he gonna post it? So today I was on Twitter and he replied saying, oh, I'll post it, but once we gotta lock in, you know, the third Comic-Con theater, and this time he wants to take it somewhere else, which, you know, I won't be a part of course, but. At least I know that it's going to be posted. It's like, wow, that was completely unexpected. I had no idea they were going to ask me to get up on stage and participate with them like that. All I knew is I asked Ralph, I said, hey, can I have tickets for the Comic-Con theater? I'd love to watch you guys do it. Mm-hmm. And in the past, I put the I put the little bug in their ear about, it's like, you know, I do voice acting as a profession. You know, if you guys ever want any extra voices, let me know. And I've actually talked to Meggles and everybody behind the scenes and Jordan about it. It's like, you know, I can do other voices. I don't have to do Sir Dude. I could just be a happy go lucky radio guy. And it's like, whatever you want to do, man. You say, you're the professional.
Can you give him a little taste of what you did for the butler and stuff for Batman?
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Comic-Con I'm all the way theater. Here in Ontario, Canada.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, Comic-Con theater is Hollywood Babylon, but it's a special kind of Hollywood Babylon. So instead of celebrity news, what they do is they've done this twice. They've taken Kevin Smith's Cacophony, Batman comic, and Kevin will play the narrator, basically, and he has Ralph do the voices and all his celebs. You know, he'll do Adam West for Batman, and he's been doing other... You know, like Al Pacino and all sorts
Edwin.
Of things.
So, Edwin.
Yeah.
Edwin.
Edwin as The Joker. The
Joker, don't you know?
Yeah, yeah. I was hoping Ralph didn't think I was trying to step on anyone's toes up there by doing voices and everything. But yeah, like Kevin Smith was like, and come to the stage. And I had no idea. I was just there to watch the show. He goes, and now the voice of Sir Kyle Abear. He calls me Abear. The last name's actually pronounced Abear.
Abear.
It's a Louisiana friend. It is Abear.
Yeah, well, that's
and
very...
I'm a bear of a man. I'm a big old bear. But
that's a very Canadian last name, actually, Hebert.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. But I still get people calling me Hebert and Herbert and all that stuff.
So you say Louisiana, did you, sir?
Louisiana, I did. That's... I was born in Lake Charles, a couple hours outside of Houston. And then as soon as I came along in 1969, oh, my God, my folks moved to Dallas. So I'm basically a Texan.
That's cool. There is an Abears, and it's where the turducken was invented.
Oh, my God. Yeah, people usually say, I try to give him a frame of reference. Well, Bobby Abear, the football player. Which
no,
I
you really give him turducken. That should be the
Kyle, meet our encyclopedia. Like encyclopedia.
Yeah, wow, Sean.
That's right.
The living wiki. Awesome.
That's right.
Hi.
Kyle, I was going to actually compliment you on playing the almighty Santa Claus in Christmas Tree of Might.
Goku, it is I, the anointed saint, the spreader of love and peace.
Oh, wow. It's...
Yes, it is I, Santa. You must defeat him, Goku. You are the only one who can.
But I just read something that totally trumps that. Dude, you were fucking Ryu in Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Yeah. I read that too.
Amazing. Yeah. That is the video game icon.
Hadouken! Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Jen just,
you just made Jen wet.
Yeah.
That was the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
You see why I like this as a job?
That's right. Now, has it happened that you've actually been recognized because of your voice?
Yeah. Yeah, that's happened. I mean, I've been doing anime conventions for, you know, a decade. So and I'm always out there, super duper interactive. I'm always chatting with fans online, doing Stickam, you know, video web chats. I'm doing, you know, Facebook, Twitter. I meet a lot of people face to face. And then they start to recognize me because I get invited back to conventions over and over again. So, and I hang out in the lobbies and just, you know, shoot the shit with everybody because I'm a man of the people, damn it. You know, I'm a fellow fan of anime and video games and cartoons and everything geeky. And I just like immersing myself with the people because, you know, I'm a huge fan of this stuff too.
Now,
yeah, what's your, why don't you plug your Twitter real quick?
Yeah, twitter.com/KyleAbear. Again, that last name is H-E-B-E-R-T. So Kyle Hebert, if that helps you remember it. But pronounced Abear. And facebook.com/KyleAbearVO. Put the VO on there. That's a fan page. I would love to friend everybody, but Facebook has that rule. It's like you can only have so many friends. So I do what everyone's supposed to do on Facebook and actually friend people you actually know and are friends with. And then I do the community page for fans, and I post content there every day. Links to funny things I find on Reddit or whatnot, and same thing on Twitter and Google+ too.
Now, speaking of fans and geeky stuff, I know the lovely Jen Cordova has to leave us soon. She has a dinner function tonight. Is that correct, Jen?
Yeah, but I'm going to stay for another 15. I can run a little bit late.
All right. So last week we did a Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? What Do Americans Know About Canada? And out of all the segments on that show, that was the one I got the most tweets about. So I figured I'd fire up another little game this week. And before Jen has to go, we could run it off. So this is going to be basically a test your knowledge of Kevin Smith.
Holy crap. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I know, right? I'm going to fail again. Am I getting another zero?
We'll see, Jen. Jen, you got totally fucking knocked out last week. Last week
I only got zip. One last time. So.
Yeah, it's and zip. The one you got, you stole from me and somebody else.
That was a great snipe. So here's how it's gonna work. You guys are gonna get to choose what type of question you want. It's gonna be 1-point questions, which are easy. 2-point questions, which are medium, and 3-point questions, which will be relatively difficult. All right, so we'll go in kind of this round circle, right? So we'll go Angelo, Kyle, Jen, Tyson, and Sean.
All right.
So let's roll it out. Angelo, would you like a 1-point question, a 2-point, or a 3?
I'll try 2.
A 2-pointer? All right, here you go. In Clerks, the anti-smoking activist is actually a sales representative for what product?
Gum.
What kind of gum?
Oh, don't do that. I don't. I can't remember.
Wrigley's.
Kyle, can you steal that?
No.
I think I know it. Is it Wrigley's?
It is not Wrigley's gum. You are the closest, but it, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. The answer is Chewy's gum.
Chewy's
gum. So that question's knocked out. Next up, Kyle, would you like a 1, a 2, or a 3?
Let's start at the bottom of the totem pole. Let me have 1-pointer.
1-pointer. What are the 3 films that make up the Jersey trilogy?
All right. Clerks. Chasing Amy. And Clerks 2?
No. Who can steal?
I think I can.
Go ahead, Jen.
Clerks, Dogma, and Jen, Jersey Girl.
Jen, you're already wrong. Next.
Is this the way it's packaged or the actual...
It's actually titled The Jersey Trilogy.
Okay.
All right, the answer, Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy. Chasing Amy.
Okay.
Jen, 1, 2, or 3?
I'm going to go with a 1.
1? True or false? Mallrats takes place before Clerks.
False.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It's true.
What?
And nobody can steal that one, obviously.
I'll go ahead and start with the 1.
Okay. Who did Kevin originally have in mind for the part of Randall?
Oh, that was himself, I think.
That is correct. The answer is himself.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, I was hoping
Tyson, why are you in an encyclopedia of everything?
I don't know. It's I listen to a lot of things and just absorb it, and it doesn't go anywhere.
Right. Unless... Good sponge. Sean, 1, 2, or 3?
Let's go with the 3, and let's fail miserably.
Oh, he's getting bold.
Okay, here we go, ballsy. What is the name of the comic book studio that produces the comic Bluntman and Chronic in Chasing Amy?
Oh my god.
Wow.
I actually watched this today. Shit.
Too bad you were stoned.
Pass?
Okay, can anyone steal?
I don't remember that one at all.
I can see it in my head, I just can't say it.
That's a great question. That's
the
a
answer,
great,
awesome question.
Bank Hold Up.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's Holden and Banky. Bank Hold Up.
Back to you, Angelo. 1, 2, or 3?
I'm going to go with the 2 again.
2? All right. In Dogma, Serendipity says she is responsible for 9 out of 10 of the highest grossing films of all time. Which film was the exception?
Yeah, go ahead. I have a quote going into my head until that part. Brain farted out.
Go ahead, Tyson.
It's Home Alone, isn't it?
I used to specialize in entertainment. For example, I'm responsible for 19 of the 20 top grossing films of all time.
19?
Yeah, the one about the kid by himself in his house, burglars trying to come in and he fights them off. I had nothing to do with that one. Somebody sold their soul to Satan to get the grosses up on that piece of shit.
It is Home Alone.
Oh my god, I knew that!
I need a 1, my friend.
A 1? Which popular pop star asked Kevin to make a film for him that never came to light?
Prince.
That would be His Royal Badness.
The purple one.
The purple fog.
Mm. What, Mel Torme? No.
Jen, 1, 2, or 3?
I'm going to try for a 2.
A 2? What is the name of the film that Kev cites as having lit a fire under him to be a filmmaker?
I know this. I just listened to it. Oh my god. Hold on. Give me like 10 seconds. If I don't get it in like 10 seconds, it's not coming out of this stoner brain of mine.
9, 8, 7.
More pressure!
Six,
more pressure!
5, 4.
I give up.
2.
All right.
1.
First person to say it.
It's Slacker, Richard Linklater's film.
Wow, Tyson. I'm telling you.
I need to stop smoking weed.
Let's go for 2 this time, Andre. I'm feeling plucky.
In Jersey Girl, which was the first actor Kevin had in mind before changing the role to Will Smith?
Bruce Willis.
That is correct. Bruce Willis.
Man.
It's okay, guys. If you guys can answer a 3-pointer, you can catch up.
Who are we on?
You. Sean.
Oh.
1, 2,
1. Let's go with the 2. Let's not try to fail miserably.
What was the original title of Cop Out?
A Couple of Dicks.
That is correct. Sean is on the board.
Woo!
Angelo, 1, 2, 3.
I'm going to drop down on a 1 here.
A 1?
I'm not feeling very
what
good.
What was Alyssa Jones's nickname?
Finger Trap.
No, incorrect.
That's really, really close.
Tyson, since you know.
Well, nobody else? Finger Cuffs?
Finger Cuffs.
I did know that. Damn it.
So close, so close.
And you just watched it today, you fucking stoner.
I know. But look at my retention for my own name. It doesn't even work out there.
That's right. Good point. Kyle, 1, 2, 3.
I'm sticking with a 1.
Okay. Which film of Kevin's required a poster change due to the original being deemed too racy?
Zack and Mary Fuck. I mean, make a porno.
I would have preferred your title.
I know, right?
When you say it like that, it doesn't sound so bad.
Yes, it does. It sounds worse.
Can you get it, Kyle? Can you get out of any fight just by using your voice?
I don't know. Usually, people have said, "Hey, have you ordered it through like the at McDonald's as the narrator from Dragon Ball Z?" Like, yeah, I'd like a Big Mac and Super Saiyan size that.
You know. Dude, if I hung out with you, I would just make you do that all the time, everywhere. I'd make you buy money. I'd pay you. Now, order me a Super Big Mac.
I'm going to go for a 3.
Woohoo! Oh,
good lord, worlds are colliding. All right. In his Scream 3 cameo, Jay refers to Courtney Cox's character Gail Weathers as what real-life news anchor?
I know this. Katie... No, I don't want to sound stupid. I'm going to say that's Katie Kirk. Job. Katie Kirk?
You are incorrect.
I knew it. It's
okay. Can anyone steal?
Rev?
Only saw Scream 3 once. Do we get a good point sticking away for wrong answers?
No, because it's open on the board.
Did you say Connie Chung?
Thanks for your help, boys. Oh, shit, Sampa. It's a TV news shit. Connie fucking Chung. Hey, Connie, how's Maury?
The answer is Connie Chung.
Wow. Oh my god, dude.
You cannot answer any more questions.
I'm sorry.
We're never getting rid of you. You're a lot, or vile, or you're, yeah.
Let me throw in my pointless trivia here. You know, yes. Connie Chung is married to Maury Povich.
There was a great Letterman where Connie was a guest on the show, and they went out and had lunch on the streets of New York, and Maury Povich's face drove by on a bus.
See, that's the kind of trivia we're dealing with, folks.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's minutia on fire. Oh.
Tyson, 1, 2, or 3?
I'm gonna go for a solid 2.
A solid 2. All right.
Which will be a change from today.
Who has the final line in the film Red State?
I know this.
Mate.
Having not seen Red State, I'm going to pass.
Oh my god, dude!
What?
I'm gonna buy it for you.
Well, it's streaming on Netflix. It's free on Netflix. I haven't got the wife to watch it with me yet. We're all supposed to watch it together, and we haven't been all together at the same time yet, and it's been killing me. But
that's totally a family movie to watch together.
Dude, yeah. One day we're all gonna sit on Skype here and watch it all at the same time.
Sean,
yeah, this is gonna work a little weird now.
Three.
What? Three?
Three.
Oh.
Feeling saucy tonight, my friend.
What's the name? Oh, this is perfect because it's another Chasing Amy question.
God damn.
What's the name of the club in Chasing Amy?
God damn.
No.
That was correct. Okay. No, it's not. No.
I tried.
All right.
It's Club Goddamn.
Can anyone steal?
God damn.
I don't know this. I've never seen Chasing Amy.
Oh, you're voted out of the spot squad.
This is the Smod Squad. We got people who haven't seen all the films yet.
I know. I mean, I can understand not seeing Cop Out, but come on, Chasing fucking Amy.
Cop Out was a good movie. God damn it.
Yeah, sad thing. I've seen Cop Out and Jersey Girl.
Hey Jen, this is your homework assignment. Before the next pod, you have to watch Chasing Amy.
I'm gonna watch it on Netflix Twitter, tomorrow.
Make sure she does.
Anyways, the answer to that question was the Meow Mix.
Oh, yeah.
Angelo, I wasn't about to get not yet on the board. Let's see if Angelo can score his first point.
I should have gotten one point at least for the finger, or not the finger trap, but the...
I'm not giving you halves.
It's not a half, it's a full point off a 2 point. Anyway, I'm just going to go for a 3. Let's see if I can do this.
All right. Shot. Which 1998 romantic comedy did Kev do some uncredited writing for?
Wait,
what
year?
Romantic comedy.
1998 romantic comedy. Kevin did some uncredited writing for.
Nope.
No, I don't know.
All right, Tyson, you think you could steal that?
I don't think. Could you ask the question once more? Because then I'd forgotten it because I didn't think I had an answer for it.
Which 1998 romantic comedy did Kev do some uncredited writing for?
Well, I know he wrote a little bit on Coyote Ugly. No, that's not it. Okay.
The answer is a film called Overnight Delivery, starring Reese Witherspoon.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah. Oh.
I
didn't see that.
Was this before the egg incident with Reese?
What was that?
If you over this podcast throughout the years, I don't know all the details. I'm still trying to piece them together. All this sounds like part of the puzzle. He has a particular dislike for Reese Witherspoon, although we're not exactly sure why yet. So, and when I say we, I just mean the, I don't know.
And it has something to do with eggs?
Well, no, he at this point already didn't like her for some reason. And there was an actress that he knew, and I don't know who it was, who also knew Reese, and she knew where Reese lived. And he said, can we go egg her house? And she's like, you serious? And he's like, hell yeah. But they never did.
Oh.
Didn't actually go.
Nothing
that
ever happened.
No, nothing did, but it was a funny conversation.
A little anticlimactic story.
Right.
Sean, 1, 2, or 3?
1.
1? What can kill the Grimace?
I know the answer to that one.
Oh, I'm dying.
Can I steal her?
All right, Tyson. Well, snagger.
Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chief of Police.
Citizens of Leonardo, like the mayor, I too was on my way to a costume party. But interestingly enough, not the same costume party. I'm able to remove my costume, but I've decided to wear it as a protection against the outbreak. That concludes my opening remarks. I will now take your questions about the virus.
Who are you supposed to be?
I'm Big Mac, the beloved constable and best friend of Ronald McDonald. Now, about the virus.
Will this administration ever bring the Hamburglar to justice?
No. Yes. Look, does anyone have a question about the deadly virus that could kill us all?
Could the virus kill the Grimace?
Nothing can kill the Grimace.
Nothing can kill the Grimace from Clerks the Animated Series.
Oh, God.
Nothing can kill the Grimace.
I should really totally be lobbing you guys soft ones. Who is the director of the film Clerks?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
Oh, you got it. All right. I'm giving Jen a point for that one.
Please and thank you.
We still gotta get Angelo on the board, for God's sakes. Angelo, 1, 2, or 3? Last round.
1.
1? What airline sparked the now popular too fat to fly quote?
I know this.
That was Southwest.
Everybody in the world knows this.
Southwest Airlines. Yes. Angelo is on the board.
Ooh, I'll take a 2.
Kyle Hubert taking a number 2. All right. What was the title of the short film? What was the title of the short film that Kevin debuted on The Tonight Show?
Oh, fuck me. yes, that's correct. Fuck me.
Jay Leno, that totally passed the censors. Jay Leno was fuck me.
I think I know.
So we're going to watch this new short from Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
Oh, my God, he's here.
Hold on a second. I want to stop this game for a second. Tyson, do your Casey Kasem. Kyle, do your Jay Leno and have a conversation.
Do it. Our next guest on the Tonight Show, put your hands together for Casey Kasem, host of the American Top 40.
You know, it's great to be here. I was just thinking to myself how wonderful it would be if no goddamn dogs ever died just before I was going to do a radio broadcast. But unfortunately, that can't happen.
That's okay. Christopher Walken is in the house. He had to save the day.
So, Christopher, tell me what happened with Natalie.
Oh, my God. That's so wrong.
Sorry. It's timely.
Anyways, the answer was the flying car.
Yes, the flying car.
That's right.
You let a guy diddle you for a flying car? I thought I knew you, man.
Throw your
nice Randall there.
Thank you, sir.
Jen, last round, are you a 1, a 2, or 3?
I'm going to go for 3. Go big or go home.
Here we go. Name 3 television shows in which Kevin has appeared.
He was in Degrassi. Yeah. I know he directed Reapers. I don't know. A pilot for Reaper. I don't know if he was actually in it. I know movies he was in.
No.
Okay, Degrassi for sure. Was it Dollhouse? I know it was a Josh Whedon something that he was in.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyone can steal?
Oh, that was a hint.
It was a hint.
Yeah. Oh, so
it is okay. A Whedon.
Oh, okay. Stick to your Casey Kasems.
Okay, so
it's more like chung chung.
Degrassi. I'm gonna say.
Oh, I know this.
Terminator.
Terminator. Yeah. Is that television Josh show?
Really?
The Sarah Connor Chronicles? No, he wasn't. Oh, that would have. All right, Sean, you think you
Law can? Law and Order.
Law and Order is another one.
Oh my God, I'm such a fucking idiot.
Dun dun.
We also would have.
Oh, I just got that clue now.
He was in CSI.
Yes, dear Veronica Mars.
Did you not
Mars
get that?
Oh, I suck.
Veronica Mars, I'm such a blonde. Oh, I'm such an idiot.
All right, I'll give you one chance to make up for it, Jen. All right? Mm-hmm. Here's another 3-point question. Who plays Tracy Colelli in Jersey Girl?
I know this. Oh, isn't. Wait, J-Lo? No. It's the little girl, right?
Who plays not that little girl is a different actress.
I don't know.
The answer is Harley Quinn.
Oh, that.
All right. Tyson, I'm not even going to ask you another question because you're so far ahead. It's not fair. Oh, Sean, this is your chance, man.
Okay.
Three-pointer.
Let's do it all the way.
Name both alternate titles that were kicking around before Kev settled on Clerks 2.
Fuck.
That's another
me running backwards.
I think I know this one too, actually.
I know everything.
No. Okay.
Brev, it's all yours.
Let me put it a different way. I think I might remember this one. But no, me? Really? Okay. Shoot. Yeah. Well, I think the first one was Clerks 2, Harley Clerkin.
That is correct.
And then there was Clerks 2, The Passion of the Clerks.
That is also correct.
What the fuck? Gosh.
Tyson,
I sucked so hard. I'm sorry.
Here is what we learned this week, folks. The Smod Squad knows just about as much about Kevin Smith as they do about Canada.
Well, maybe we just know that much about everything.
That's right. You know. That's right. You're the 1%.
I'm the 0.5%, my friend.
Bye, bye guys.
Bye bye. Well,
I will also be backing out of this. I got kids to take care of. So
children, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're like, get out of here.
Precedence. Yeah, I know. My daughter's waiting on me to fire up some steaks.
Using the man grate for that?
I don't have a man grate. I would love a man grate.
Now that
why don't
be
you have
perk
a man grate yet? Maybe it's a Christmas gift your daughter would get you.
Well, if they asked me to voice one, then I'm sure I could probably finagle a free one out of it. But you know.
Now what's the I've heard them talking about that a lot. Like I have a George Foreman grill. Is there much of a diff?
I think the George Foreman grill is a grill in and of itself, and the man grate is like an accessory.
Yeah, it's basically turns your barbecue into a flat grill, basically.
Certainly there was a Black Friday sale somewhere on one of those.
Huh.
Speaking of which, did you guys know we don't have Black Friday in Canada?
That's what I heard. Not until this year.
Not really until this year. Now, I didn't even have any idea what Black Friday was.
So, really? You haven't heard of the mobs? People killing?
Well, I just started reading stuff. I've got a couple of stories that I could read about it. But no, Canada didn't latch onto that bandwagon really until this year. No.
Oh, you sheltered bastards.
Like, do not bring your evil here.
That's right. That's right.
Your evil price cuts.
Canadians will never mace anyone over an Xbox. Mm. No, this story is from CBS News in L.A. Woman pepper sprays other Black Friday shoppers. Right? A woman trying to improve her chance to buy cheap electronics at a Walmart in a wealthy suburb spewed people with pepper spray, and 20 people suffered minor injuries. The attack took place at around 2:20 p.m. Thursday, which isn't even fucking Friday, so I don't understand the whole term. How could it be Black Friday if it started on Thursday?
Because
people line up.
Yes.
But they
yes
were in the store in this case, right? Oh. The store, it said, oh, here it says, the store had brought out a crate of discounted Xbox video game players, and a crowd had formed to wait for the unwrapping when the woman began spraying people in order to get the advantage.
I really want the video of this.
She got it, too. I think she left with it.
The woman got away in the confusion, but it was not immediately clear whether she got an Xbox. That's the important part of the story.
On the way out.
I believe she turned herself in, too.
Now, in another story from Fox News Phoenix, grandpa released from jail after Black Friday brawl. Police swarmed a Buckeye Walmart. Again, Walmart. Mm-hmm. Thursday night after a man inside was tackled to the ground during a rush to grab video games. Again, video games. What the, do people really need Arkham City that bad?
It's Batman.
I hear it's good, but
And this one's probably the most depressing one. From the Huffington Post. Target shoppers step over Walter Vance as he collapses and dies. A Black Friday shopper who collapsed while shopping at a Target store in West Virginia went also unnoticed as customers continued to hunt for bargain deals. Walter Vance, the 61-year-old pharmacist who reportedly suffered from prior heart condition, later died in hospital. So is it that crazy out there for these kinds of sales? Like
it used to be.
Is stuff so discounted that it's meriting this kind of behavior?
Well, it's really fucked up because you go to Best Buy and they have like maybe 12, 13, like 65-inch plasma or LED TVs that would usually be, each one would usually be like 2,500, $3,000. And you're getting them for like $500, $400. But they only have 12 of them. Right. And they only will carry 12 of them for that day at that price. So people kill each other over them.
Yeah, at our local Best Buy, people were actually camping out for the TVs. They had a deal for like a 42-inch 3D TV with the glasses for like $600. People were camping out since Monday for that thing. It's nuts. And it's cold
That's
here.
That's fucking ludicrous. Yeah. I mean, do you guys also have like Boxing Day sales?
Oh, Boxing Day. That's
like we have that here.
It's more European though, but although I know Canada isn't Europe.
Unlike Sean.
Well, like how there's no Black Friday. It's just, I mean, Black Friday is one of those things.
What is that? Is that when people just punch each other in the face?
Oh, so you guys don't have Boxing Day in the States?
No, we don't.
Okay, so I guess that would then be the Black Friday of Canada. It's like Boxing Day is December 26th, like right after Christmas. Mm-hmm. And that's when...
when it's too late.
That's when all the stores like totally have these ludicrous sales.
Well, we got a returns day on the day after Christmas. Absolutely.
In Canada, it's just the opposite. You're not allowed to return on Boxing Day because there are hordes of people in the store for sales.
They're basically getting rid of surplus at that point. It sounds like
for a week and a half before Black Friday, a 68-year-old lady waited there week and a half every single day, camped out in her little tent, and her grandkids would bring her coffee and food and everything she needed. She never left the place.
What did she want?
She never told anybody. She just wanted the sales.
She was in line for a Fleshlight discount.
Probably something like that. That's just ridiculous. I mean, you're 68 years old. You should be at home in bed.
Yeah.
Well,
here's my thing. How do they go to the bathroom? Does anyone know that? Have they tried this? How do you go to the bathroom when you're out there?
There are ways, man. You don't want to know.
We're camped on a wall, my friend. Squat on the wall. Point at the wall. Cover yourself.
You got to do it CB4 style. Take a shit in a bucket straight out of low cash.
Oh, man. Bringing up the Chris Rock.
Yep. I don't have an impression, but I do like his films, or at least a couple of them anyway. On one of these smodcasts that Kevin did with his mom, they discussed Black Friday. And if you recall, if you'd heard it, Kevin actually lost a potential sibling to Black Friday because his mother was trampled when she was pregnant.
Oh, really? I have heard this before, yes.
Jesus Christ, Pressing. I didn't know that at all. Huh?
It's quite a story, and it's terrible thought, but you can imagine back then. I think it was she did manage to get the TV that she came for, and Kevin remarked after he found out, I wonder why he always had me cleaning that television, paying attention to it and dusting it and stuff. Like, I lost a sibling for this television.
Well, I have a few minutes left here.
Yeah, so do we. Fire us off a Smod Squad pod intro off the top of your head.
I'm taking a shit. The Smod Squad pod is fucking your girlfriend and stealing your weed.
Kyle, you can come back every day. Every time we do this, you're welcome. You're welcome to come back.
Whenever you're bored, you ain't got nothing to do, just message one of us. We'll probably be doing a pod.
Yes.
Just send random MP3s.
Oh my god.
We should have been doing this for the whole pod.
That's my ringtone.
Your girlfriend and stealing your weed. I like the beginning of that one. I'm taking shit, but...
The Smod Squad pod.
None of it relates to one another.
That's right.
It's a squirrel fucking good time.
Well, those are our t-shirts.
Smod Squad pod. It's a squirrel fucking good time.
That's awesome.
We just need his phone number. You can call him whenever you need to tell somebody something. Hey, mom. Fuck off. You too, grandma.
I'm teabagging the world, bitches.
So,
I will let you get to your steaks.
Yeah.
Steaks. Oh, yeah.
Everything everything Kyle says is cool.
What is it like when you get pulled over?
I haven't used that voice yet. I don't think that would work with a cop.
That's right.
No, I wasn't texting while driving. Fuck off.
This transvestite prostitute is actually my sister.
Oh.
Try exposing a nipple. That usually works for me. I understand you like to expose your nipple. Is that right? I was not aware of that.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
Yes, the battle of the voices.
Oh, that was epic. When you guys were up on stage, you and Ralph, you guys were battling. Like, Ralph would look over at you, and you guys would look at each other and just make eye contact and just start battling. It was epic. It was amazing.
That's got to be fun.
I was so drunk.
I guess that helps, right? I mean,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sean, you being sober is like you being out of your natural habitat.
It is.
Yeah.
It's sad.
All hail the Smodomites.
Oh, he keeps going. He doesn't. I don't want to leave. I don't know. And with that, we're going to pull this one to a close. I'd like to thank the voice of Sir Kyle Liebert for joining us today. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, it's a good time, and I love that you guys are doing this. That the you know a fan driven podcast, you know, celebrating the View Askew Universe and Smodcast Internet Radio. It's really really cool of you guys to do that.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and we appreciate the hell out of you, sir.
Well, thank you.
And this is J Muse Bus Driver signing off.
This is Sean Colleary signing off.
It's Tyson Sainer signing off.
It is Angelo Scarpelli signing off.
And this is Sir Dude fucking off. What? Jerking off.
Oh, yeah.
Fapping the monkey.
I'm fapping like a monkey.
No, you're fapping the monkey.
Oh, God.
Fapping the monkey tonight.
That's why they call it Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh,
well done.
Genius. And we're...
The smart.
Oh, yeah.
One day.
That was close.
Better than last week. Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Smod Squad Pod. Come back or fuck off.